My name is Helene Green, known as the Garden Queen. I was born in Jamaica, West Indies, Portland to be exact. When I came to Atlanta, that's one of the other things that drew me here, because as a triple minority, I am a Black West Indian female. And unlike a lot of other large cities where you'd have different people bothering you because you're a small business person, I've been able to operate successful businesses in 3-4 different areas, and I've never been bothered. Planting was just a hobby. It was not a business to start out with. Printing was my business, and nursing. And I was really the only Black printer in the West End. Since the time that I started with the garden in the West End, we're not a food desert anymore. There are several, maybe up to 50, you know, if counting, gardens in the West End and the surrounding area. If you come this way, you will see Jamaica pigeon peas and the callaloo. I grow pigeon peas, or in Jamaica we call it gungo peas, right? There's the peaches, there are the peach trees. They are loaded until the branch has fell. I had to put something to catch it up. Look at this. I just noticed that. Oh my word. Look at this. Ooh, look at this. We just reaped a cucumber. It's a nice, fresh, organic cucumber. Yes, so lots of things. If I didn't come here and look, I wouldn't know. And there could be several more down in there that I don't know. The area have changed, not necessarily more immigrants, but over the last couple of years, the landmark has changed to people coming from up north and so on, and finding housing in the West End to be a lot lower in price. And so they have changed the landmark of the West End. There's more money, and not to put aside, the stadium is not too far. And so from coming into the area, lots of people from all over the world have noticed that there is lots of property at a low price to buy up in the West End. So they have been buying up the land and the houses in the West End. I'm still a farmer. It's in my DNA. I will always be a farmer. And my mission is to teach the youth, hopefully that they can continue the sustainability of farming so that they become entrepreneurs and make a business out of it, where they can do what I do and pass it on to other generations.